Your purpose is waiting for you in the silence. Let it speak to you. Hello, everyone. Happy Saturday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the sixth pillar of coherence, which is purpose that manifests as creativity. This is an offered intention. This is also the intention I'm using as we go into today's session. But of course, if there's an intention you would like to bring in, something you're working on, I more than welcome you to do so. To get us started, I am going to light some sage. Cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe to do so. And slowly begin to deepen your breath. This is a moment just for you to be here with yourself. No one needs anything from you right now. For the next few minutes, let it all go. A moment just for you. Continuing to let that breath deepen. And in a moment, we'll take a deep breath together. And when we do so, I want you to try and make it the deepest breath of the day so far to really cleanse out any stagnant air. Okay, whenever you're ready to take this deep breath, go ahead and breathe in. And keep inhaling, really make it a deep breath, and exhale. And tune in to the collective. To all of the beautiful people, souls, joining us here across space and time, your higher self meeting you, your inner child meeting you, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. Slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Happy Saturday, everyone. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and I invite you to call back in our theme of purpose, creativity, and any intention that you may have set at the beginning of today's ritual, and if anything comes to mind now. That's perfect too. Ooh. Whoa. Okay. We have the Five of Pentacles in reverse. We've gotten this card a few times too. That is really such a fascinating thing with doing these daily rituals and knowing that we're tapping into this collective of people that are going to be here, that we keep seeing the same cards. It's not something that I experience in my practice for myself. I rarely get repeat cards unless there's like one common theme that I'm really working on for a long time, then I tend to see the same card, but I have never gotten repeats like I have for our daily ritual. And I think it just really speaks to the fact that this is a daily practice, that we're showing up every day and things don't just change overnight, and that this is collectively what we are all working on and moving towards and unfolding through. So, my two cents on that, but here is the Five of Pentacles, and the Five Pentacles are nestled into a stained glass window, and we are looking at this window from the outside. And outside, there is a snowy scene with two figures that looked battered and bruised and down on their luck outside, not being welcomed into the warmth of the structure, maybe a church, whatever it is inside. To get it in reverse is the song that just came to mind is the Christmas song War Is Over, which is funny because it's not it's a funny Christmas song, right? I don't typically think of it as like super holly jolly, but it is a Christmas song, which also I think relates to this idea of spirituality that I think is tied into the Five of Pentacles with the stained glass. It has always very much felt like a church to me, but it's kind of like this battle is over. Something that you've been clinging to, that you've been I'm like clawing at, is being released. And I don't know if it means like the challenge isn't there anymore, because that doesn't happen, right? Like our growth edges don't just solve. But it's almost as though this like effortfulness with it is being let go of a little bit, that there is a bit more trust that you are inviting into the picture. I am also feeling this lack of worry coming in too. I mean, it's the Pentacles. If finances is something you have been worried about, or just like safety and comfort, kind of the baseline of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, those sort of needs that have been kind of weighing on you a little bit. This is a sign that alleviation is coming. Source knows. And you're being protected, you're being provided for, you're also protecting yourself and providing for yourself. And war is over. You know, we don't need to battle and fight. Sometimes it almost makes me think of in car accidents that happen when there's a drunk driver. The drunk driver is usually the one that comes out okay because their body is so loose and relaxed from being inebriated that when they jolt, it's not as much of a shock on their body. Their body is able to move through it. And the person that is not inebriated tenses up naturally, right? That's what you're fight or flight has you do, but it actually makes it harder on your body when the crash happens. And this isn't, there's not a crash coming, but I almost feel like you've loosened a little bit. And so going through something that may be really difficult, or these worries or needs that you feel like maybe aren't being met right now, this loosening in it is actually going to make it easier and make any difficult times not as abrasive. With your purpose, I think it's kind of leaning into the creativity of it and not judging what comes to mind too. When you think of your purpose, if we are kind of clawing at it, trying to get clarity, kind of, I keep seeing like nails scratching in wood, right? Like trying to get at something. But your purpose is intangible, and stepping into this relaxed state where even like your body can kind of drop a little bit, those quiet moments are when the purpose is going to come and speak to you. There's a passage from the book that I'm reading right now that I want to read because I think it speaks to this really well. I have been reading Space Crone, by Ursula K. Le Guin, which is just a collection of her writings. This one is by The Silver Press, edited and introduced by So Mayer and Sarah Shin, with an afterword by Arwen Currie. And I have really, really been loving this. So, Ursula K. Le Guin is a writer, and in this little moment that I'm going to read to you from this essay, she's talking about writer's block and how her purpose, the thing that she feels is her gift, the thing she was put here on this earth to do, doesn't always come easily. If I want to write and have nothing to write, I do indeed feel blocked, or rather chocked, full of energy, but nothing to spend it on, knowing my craft, but nothing to use it on. It is frustrating, wearing, infuriating. But if I fill the silence with constant noise, writing anything in order to be writing something, forcing my willpower to invent situations for stories, I may be blocking myself. It's better to hold still and wait and listen to the silence. It's better to do some kind of work that keeps the body following a rhythm but doesn't fill up the mind with words. I have called this waiting, listening for a voice. But it's more than a voice. It's a bodily knowledge. Body is story. Voice tells it. So take from that what you will. Highly recommend Le Guin's writing for any writers out there specifically. She has a bunch of really brilliant essays that have been really inspirational to me. And if you're interested in sci-fi, fantasy, or feminism, the ideas of gender, that is all right up her alley as well. To move to our mantra for today, inspired by the Five of Pentacles in reverse and this message of purpose, creativity, and anything else you might have brought in, our mantra is going to be, I allow my purpose to come to me. Sometimes when we are reaching for something so hard, holding on to it so hard, it gets kind of gun shy, right? And by just easing back, we allow it to come to us. It's almost like with a new puppy. When your kids are constantly chasing the dog around, it gets scared, right? And it kind of runs away. But when you just sit still and you let the puppy come to you, it'll sit on your lap and curl up. Okay. I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And this time on the exhale, we are going to repeat our mantra, I let my purpose come to me. This just a little practice to help seal in that mantra for today. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra. I let my purpose come to me. For our practice today, inspired by Le Guin's words, let's sit in silence for a moment. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Isn't this just meditating? We do meditations, we do breath work all the time. How is this different? I don't want you to try and focus on a meditation technique or a breathing technique or anything. Just allow the silence to be. And this could be while you're washing your dishes, this could be while you're taking a shower or folding laundry. So you don't have to, literally just be. I'll use the internet slang, raw dogging, like your time, right? You can be doing something, but I know for me, anytime I do all those things, I usually have a podcast going or a YouTube video going. Quiet the chatter. Let the silence speak to you. And if you hear something, let me know in the comments what it says. If this resonated with you, please share it with someone else that you think it will resonate with or that could use this message today. And I'm so very thankful for you being here with me today, this week, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here on Monday. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, like, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. I literally am a broken record because it's the outro I do every time, but again, this is the best way to support this work. A big thank you to Podington Bear for Our Daily Rituals theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.